This is episode number 2353 of the Who Cares News for Monday, December 19th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
After weeks of teasing, Lori Loughlin finally made an appearance in her daughter's vlog.
Oh, my. Aunt Becky's back. Wow.
That's right. Olivia Jade can now take credit for reintroducing the world to her scamming mother,
Aunt Becky.
Oh,
my God.
Well, it's been a...
She got out of jail, and Massimo went to jail.
Yeah.
And then they laid low, and I think they had a garage sale, right, or something. and she got a little bit part on one of the Hallmarks
she got something back again. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's been a bit of a workup, dating back to July when Lori made a brief cameo. It was in Olivia's vlog via FaceTime.
Ah.
And in August, she featured a 90s pic of her famous mom dedicated to 90s sitcom star hairstyle.
Oh, now, if anybody had a sitcom hairstyle in 1990s, it was Lori Loughlin. That's for sure. Seriously?
Yeah.
Now, think about that for a second. Yeah, she had good hair.
She had
1990s good hair.
Ton of hair.
Yeah.
So this
Well, everybody had a lot of hair in the 90s.
Yes.
You know, so.
And the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah, well, the 80s were big hair.
Yes.
It was, so, you know, we have hair bands to thank for
now,
the 1980s.
You may have not had a lot of hair, but you would style your hair to make it look big.
Well, yeah, sure.
You know, you spray it and gel it and all this good stuff. Now, in Texas, we just call that hair.
Yes, Texas is a home of big hair. I think still, I saw Dallas, by God. Everybody had big hair on Dallas.
Oh, yeah, they did. And a lot of lipstick and shoulder pads.
You know, if Lori Loughlin could have pulled off a Texas accent, she probably could have been, well, she would have been a youngin' on Dallas. Maybe not the later years, but certainly the early years, she would have been a teenager.
Well, anywho, this was the first time Lori appeared in one of Olivia Jade's videos and revealed herself to her daughter's 1.8 million subscribers.
Wow.
Since prison.
We are doing something wrong. We have 1.8 listeners to the podcast, so not million. We're doing something wrong. Dang it.
But hey, we got 1.8.
All right, we'll take that.
The two shot for Christmas wrapping paper together, because who doesn't want to see that on a vlog?
Yeah, it's like, right? Mom's got the wrapping paper, by God. Let's wrap gifts.
Well, at one point, while holding all the Christmas wrapping paper and the Olivia Jade is filming her, Lori deadpans, "I'm Olivia's assistant."
She's Olivia's assistant.
Gosh, I'm sorry I didn't see that.
What made you think that, Lori, after you went to jail for lying for your kids to go to college? I mean, you're more than an assistant. You're an accomplice.
Maybe you were someone's bitch. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm talking about her kid.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah, I was talking about prison. My mind was still in prison.
Hey, yikes.
Margot Robbie's comments about sneaking an unscripted kiss with Brad Pitt in the upcoming movie Babylon are being compared to a double standard policy.
Well, yeah. Imagine if Brad Pitt said that about, "Hey, I'd like to sneak a kiss from Margot Robbie."
Oh, my gosh.
He would be over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He would have been hashtagged.
We are a society of double standards. I'm
hashtagged
sorry.
And hung out to dry.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, you're right. He would have been tossed out for harassment. Because,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Actually, Brad told reporters at the premiere of the film last week that this is the tamest thing that Margot does in this movie and that she's on fire in the movie.
She's on fire.
It's the best he's ever seen her.
She's actually really good. Now, she's going to do the Barbie movie. I think that's going to destroy her career. Probably hers and Ryan Gosling's career.
Uh-huh.
Though, the pictures of Ryan Gosling as a shirtless Ken actually work. But I'm just saying. I dig these period pieces about Hollywood and the movies, even though I love stuff like this.
Uh-huh.
So I will probably see Babylon. Not for Margot Robbie or Brad Pitt, but I will most likely see this movie, unless it's just the reviews end up being just crap. But
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think I've seen a bad Brad Pitt movie.
There hasn't been a bad Brad Pitt movie.
I mean, he somehow can raise... He can raise the tide on a bad movie to a mediocre movie. And then some, because he's Brad effing Pitt, but okay.
It's because the dialogue doesn't matter anymore. Because it's
What about these double standards now? Come on now, Morgan. Jeez.
Social media was pretty loud about pointing out that if the tables were turned,
yep.
Brad would have been, like, you know, canceled.
Canceled.
So the Babylon is a raunchy period comedy drama set in the 1920s era between silent movies and talkies and premieres this Thursday.
All right. See, that's something worth doing over Christmas holiday is to go see that movie.
And they do say that was a raunchy period.
It was a raunchy period. You're talking about the gay, not the gay 90s. You're talking about the roaring 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's debauchery and a half going on there. I'm telling you. By God. Who else is in this movie besides Margot Robbie and Brad Pitt? Does anybody care? No, that's probably plenty.
Although, there's plenty, and I can't remember there.
He's kind of old enough to be her older cousin. You know,
sure.
She's not his age, so
makeup changes things.
Yeah, I guess you're right. With our apologies to Brad Pitt's kids and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.